Good morning. It's 8:38 a.m. on Friday, October the 4th, 2019. I had just looked. I just looked at the time and said to myself, here's the time. Don't forget it. And then I pressed the button and forgot it. Jesus. Hi. Yeah, good morning. Got another relatively good night's sleep. I think I got about 7 hours, maybe 7.5. I've got like three strands of conversation going on inside my head with myself at the same time, and it's a little distracting. So I'm gonna push the hood back a little bit, get some air on my ears, see if that helps. It's chilly this morning. It's a lovely morning. It is there's a lot of cloud cover. Some of it's really thin. There's blue sky peeking through in between. Between some of the clouds. It's really quite pretty. Sun is up a little bit. It's not as up as high as it was yesterday because I have an hour earlier, but I got stuff to do this morning. I've already written for about, I don't know, half an hour, 40 minutes. I got well into the next scene. So I'm looking forward to getting back to it. I've got to go get a flu shot here in a little bit. I don't know if I'm going to have time to put this up before I get the flu shot, but the flu shot shouldn't take very long, so I should be back pretty quickly. We may be a little bit delayed, but probably no more than normal for my ADHD brain. Conflagration of lawnmowers here. This fence has seen better days. I didn't notice this yesterday. Probably because I was staring at the sidewalk on my feet and not paying any attention to what's going on around me. One tree is completely bare. Got a couple of trees. Oh, there's an orange one. I just walked by it. There's a lot of yellows. Greens fading to yellow. Two or three lawnmowers going over there. Just from the way the sound's moving around in the space. could be one of the big vacuum trucks. This is the time of year they start showing up a little more frequently, picking up leaf litter and stuff on the side of the road. So yeah, thanks for letting me unload about content marketing yesterday. It helped a great deal. I actually wrote my Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog last night so that I would free up headspace for novel writing this morning, and I think it paid off. I like the post. It's called What's Your Story? It'll show up next Friday. rmfw.org. I talk about content marketing and how way too often I hear people talking about they spend 90% of their time marketing and then have almost no time left over to write, and it's like, no. If that's the case, you're doing it wrong. You need to step back and you need to reevaluate what you're doing. And almost all of the people who say that are people who have one or two books out. And that's actually the problem. The problem isn't that they're spending 90% of their time marketing. The problem is they're trying to sell books without having a sufficient mass of work to be able to amortize the cost of spending that time, focus, and attention, to say nothing of money for those of them who are paying for advertising, across a body of work. And so it works out to be a downward spiral. It just, the more time and effort you spend trying to sell the old books, the less time and effort you have to spend getting new books ready, and the new books are what's going to pay off. Not always. But the thing is like, what is your content? Are you selling lawnmowers? Are you selling tomatoes? Are you selling books? Do you think you're selling books? Because that might be the problem. You're not selling books, you're selling stories. Most of the time, for me anyway, they happen to be contained in books that have a specialized name called novel, which indicates length as much as anything. And the fact that they are, in fact, fiction, as opposed to creative nonfiction, memoir, historical, or whatever. Not historical fiction, but historical works. Works expounding on history. So there's this breakdown, and people keep trying to do shotguns to try to figure out where they can find the audience. The answer is your pellets are too small. You don't have enough of them. It doesn't matter how big your gun if you keep shooting yourself in the foot. It's going to be hard to hobble along. It isn't going to get any easier. So anyway, I have to go back out almost immediately as soon as I get back. What time is it? 8:45. Yeah, I'm gonna get back at 9. I have to be there at 9:20. I don't need 20 minutes to get there, but I'll have to see what it looks like when I get home. Front-end loader grading off the sand, the dirt here. He rides right up to the fence and then puts down his blade and then draws it backwards. That's what the beeping sound is. This guy is really good. Taking his time, doing a good job, smoothing it out. Terrific. I made the turn east. There's a little bit of sun through the clouds. Feels good. I did push my hood back. I'm only wearing one glove. So get ready to see what's my mug post. Fingers are cold, but they're warm enough. Nose is running. I got simple business this afternoon, 1 o'clock. I gotta make a phone call. I got a phone call coming in. It's like, all right. I really don't like phone calls. I don't like business phone calls. I don't like phone calls discussing business ideas, because I really like to have a trail. I really like to have the words on the page. And even though we can disagree about what the words mean, we don't generally disagree about what the words are if they are on the page, where I have a real hard time maintaining that continuity of words to meaning to follow through an idea. It's like, well, you said you were going to... No, I didn't say I was going to. You said you were going to... No, I didn't say I was going to. Well, I thought we... No, we didn't. And it's really hard for me because I have to back that off and say, well, that's not how I remember it, or that's not what I thought from our conversation. So I really like to have things in writing, and I, you know, it's like, yeah, once in a while, quite frequently actually, I do something in writing that doesn't exactly get interpreted the way I want it to. That's why I write novels. The Coreopterus. It's gone. All of it. Chopped right off the ground. Even up here. Look at that. I need to get the tree people into work on my yard. I got some big trees that need to be taken down that are way beyond my ability to do. I got a lot of little shit that needs doing too, but if they're going to come in and do it, they can do all of it in like a morning and then grind it up and drag it away. So it's definitely worth it to me to have them do it all. First person I've seen walking since I started recording. Most of the usual suspects are absent this morning, either walking earlier or later. I didn't see pedal pusher lady, I didn't see poodle man. White lab lady. pretty dark. Obviously not like lab, some sort of mongrel. A lot of Labrador. Body conformation, tail shape, a lot of Labrador in it. Whew. Okay, now the sun is heating up. It's untypical. So I'm still watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm in like, I think I saw it, season 5. They're coming back to try to save the world. What are we gonna do tonight, Pinky? Same thing we do every night, Coulson. Try to save the world. Save the cheerleader, save the world. Let me just say, Adrian Pashdar has not actually impressed me. He was in Heroes. He's also in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I get that part of it is because it really is a cartoon set to video. But it's like, oh, Jesus, really? Set dressing. He's not really a character, he's set dressing. And he's aggravating set dressing, so I suppose I gotta give him props for being aggravating, because his character is supposed to be aggravating. He is aggravating. He's stupid. I have trouble with stupid characters. Well, there are stupid characters in the world. I don't really need to see them on television. I already turned off the news. And I'm into book 3 of The Wandering Engineer. Now, I've talked about this I don't know how many times. 2, 3, 4. Terrible production value. Third book is better. Third book is better. I suspect the fourth book will be better still. It still has problems with Yor. He still has problems with formatting dialogue. He still has some really crappy covers. But I can't not by the next book. I can't put the damn book down. I went to bed last night, I was going to read for a few minutes, it was 11, before I finally realized that my phone was going to die if I didn't plug it in. So yeah, I have to go back, I have to reevaluate a little bit, I have to think about, what does this mean? What is this? This idea, production, I think it goes back to something we used to say about putty books, is that a good reader can't save a bad story. A bad reader can kill a good one. I think that's true, and if we look at it strictly as production values, in terms of the story and its presentation, I think it probably applies. But then you have these weird things that happen, where you have something with sub-zero production values, and yet, at least for me, and maybe not for everyone, certainly not for everyone, but at least for me, the production value is a secondary to the story, and I really like the story, and I really want to find out how the Admiral works through this. And so I keep reading. At $2.99 a pop, I keep reading. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.